Spectis Radio, FM 104.6.
Hey, look, Jonathan Thaunter's in. Enough about that. It's good to have you here from PC Consultants. How are you?
Pleasure to be here.
Hang on, I've got the right microphone. That's it.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, I hear myself. So, yeah, always a pleasure to be here. Thank you for inviting me in.
Now, do you know what? It's been a year, and so much has happened in that year, but so much happened before that, because this time last year we were celebrating 30 years.
Yes. Wow, that doesn't seem a year ago, does it? But, yeah, that has flown by.
But I would imagine over the last X amount of years, you've had to sort of keep your eye on the ball even more than you probably did at the first 10 years, because not much technology-wise changed. But over the last X amount of years, couple of years, it's just going to a whole new level, isn't it?
Accelerated, hasn't it? You just look at, obviously, AI is the thing at the moment that everybody's talking about and seeing the impact that has. But yeah, just technology in general is just speeding up continuously. And yeah, windows of change are just getting smaller and smaller and smaller. Everything is just speeding up.
There's just so much going on. I don't know where to start. But let's start with congratulations on 31 years.
Thank you.
And also congratulations on the Chamber of Commerce Award that you won recently.
Yes, yeah, so we met up, didn't we? We both bumped into each other at the awards ceremony in Cowes a few weeks or a month ago or so, wasn't it? But yeah, we were really, really shocked and so proud of a team to win Employer of the Year, which meant so much because it just really represents everything we do is about our team and the journey that we've all been on, you know, myself included, and to be able to be recognised for that by the judges was really humbling and a very proud moment for all of us.
Well, that's what I got from when you went up. It wasn't like, we knew we were going to win or anything like that. There was such joy and it was such a lovely moment because it was a total shock. And it wasn't expected at all. And there you are making this speech and thanking all your staff and so on. I just thought it was a really lovely moment. There was an award that was well deserved and also gratefully received.
Definitely. I say, I genuinely didn't think we were, you know, against who we were up against, some really exceptional businesses that are much, much larger than us. And I thought, no, we were get highly commended maybe if we were lucky, but no. So speechless, and it was almost like that moment of shock, and then we all went up. But yeah, it was great to be able to share that on the moment on the night with the team. It's really
what was lovely is that, you know, that it's the first time I've been in probably X amount of years. I think the last time I went, David Pugh was the council leader. Okay. So that's how long ago it was. But it's almost like you have this this vision of you're looking into island businesses. They're all in one room and you see all these lists of people and so on. And you think, I've never heard of that company. But what it filled me with was confidence. Over the last few years, we might have been thinking everything is so negative because of financial constraints and so on. But there are a lot of people out there that have got business ideas and they're flourishing.
It's true, isn't it? We were speaking just now before we went on the air about, you know, especially startup businesses, ones that are really just starting out in challenging circumstances. You know, it's so impressive what they do, that they can build a business basically from nothing and then just be a successful. And to be able to recognise that and see that on the night and have a look at such a wide range of island businesses always makes us, you know, me very proud of the island business community, what we have here. So, you know, both professionally what we do on a day-to-day in IT, but also in my work at the Chamber of Commerce, to be involved with that and see that and being able to share that with people is, yeah, and include ourselves as well this year was really special.
It's a lovely positive vibe. That's what I got from the whole thing. Lots of new businesses, lots of new things. And I was just looking around thinking, I was gobsmacked, actually. I thought it would be, you go along and it's like a load of people that you've seen before, a load of people that you know all about their businesses, but there was probably about 50% of the businesses I've never heard of. So I think that's fantastic. And it just puts things into perspective. You know, the Isle of Wight is a flourishing place when it comes down to business.
Definitely. And yeah, it's great to be a part of that, and people, yeah, it's to be able to recognize that and celebrate that is a really special thing.
So let's talk about PC Consultants, because it's 31 years and obviously you've adapted over the years, and you know, so what, for those people that don't know, you sponsored the show for X amount of years. Thank you for your support. But what does PC Consultants do?
So pretty the clue is in our name. Yeah, we work in IT. We work with PCs on a basic level. We are an IT company. Not that the PC actually stands for Parsons and Coulson, after our founders Mike Parsons and Sean Coulson set up the company over 31 years ago. But essentially we provide IT support to both home users, but also primarily around business customers. So we look after lots of businesses here on the Isle of Wight, but also off island as well.
I never knew that until you made a speech very recently. I think it was the 30th, where you actually said not many people know that the PC stands for, and I thought, wow, I didn't know that. So, yeah, we learn something every day. A curveball question. It's okay. Just come to me, and I should have jotted this down so we could, but I don't want it to, I don't want to forget it. On the way in to the awards this year, the Chamber of Commerce Awards, there was a young lady singing. She had the most amazing voice, just her and a guitar outside on the balcony. Not sure whether you know who that young lady was, but I mean, you don't, you know, if you can think about that, or let me know, because I'm pretty sure she was from Platform One.
Okay.
She did a Karen Carpenter song. And we were outside because it was a really boiling hot day, if you remember. And we were outside and with a lot of other people. She started to sing, and it was not sort of, you know, in your face loud. It was just gently in the background. But all of a sudden, people stopped talking because it was like listening to Karen Carpenter. It was amazing, absolutely amazing. So if you could let us know who she was.
I will find out. I was, yeah, I didn't go outside.
She was absolutely fabulous. So back to PC Consultants.
Okay.
So... If you were wanting to know what it was all about and how you can help, what can you do for what do you do for companies?
I'd say from a business perspective, if we take the headaches out of IT, we make your IT work for you. So you know, IT can be one of those things you're often focused on running your own business, and you just need your IT to work for you reliably and not have any stresses or headaches as a result of it. So if you think in a very simple way, that's what we do. We make IT work for you and take that headache away.
And how frustrating is it when things don't work and you just think, surely if you've got somebody else just to sort of help out and so on, and come around, give you some advice, set up some things for you. I mean, I bet we've all been at computers where we're you know, turning the air blue, throwing things against walls or out the window and so on.
And then we come in and turn it off and on again and fix it for you. But no, sometimes it can be, you can spend a lot of time trying to fix things and then, yeah, we see lots of different problems and scenarios, so often that sort of wider experience can just help and save you time by not having to be more focused on what you're meant to be doing.
So you must have a team of people that, I mean, there you are. You, how long have you been at the company?
Me, I joined in 2001.
2001, so we're talking 23 odd years.
Yes.
And there must be lots of changes, and I know you've got a bit of grey hair there. So what happens is that over a period of time, and this is what I like about your company, younger people are coming in and obviously getting more involved and picking up the new technology, and you have to have that because that's progress. So, I mean, is that something you encourage? Obviously, you do.
But 100%. So the entire Employer of the Year award was really based around that thing that we just do naturally. It's almost in our DNA of helping to promote people in getting into the IT sector. You know, I think of myself when I came in back in 2001, I didn't really have any formal qualifications. I started off in the workshop and progressed through the company. Now, chief exec of the company, but you know, that's a story that's been replicated, not to that level, but there's lots of others in our company that have had the same journey. They started off either as work experience and have stayed with the company for many, many years, a decade since. So we always try to provide opportunity. We've done it for lots of people in the past. We continue to do it. We've still work placements with us now. We've got degree apprentices, all sorts of things that help to promote IT and just give these people a chance to work in a sector and a industry that I love personally.
Do you know, it must be, I've always said, I envy the role, that the job that you got, because I'm fascinated by technology. It must be nice to watch new technology come along and know that you've got it covered with either yourself or other people that are coming in, and they know exactly what's what, they know exactly what to do. I'm going to show you something in a minute that's ancient.
Okay.
And I'm hoping that you might be able to give me some advice, because it's pulling my hair out. But it must be nice to just sort of seeing other young people come in and say, right, okay, this is what we're going to do now. This is how we're going to do this. You were doing it this way 10 years ago, but now there's an easier way.
And seeing that whole passion of IT, you know, I probably comes across, but I do love what I do, and you know, I enjoy working in technology and I enjoy working in tech. So seeing others do the same and have that opportunity to have a life and to still have that balance of life as well, work life and enjoy technology and still have a life around it, is really, really great to be involved in. It really just encompasses the whole DNA of what PC Consultants are. We are more than just an IT company.
You're so lucky, you've got balance. I've got none. None whatsoever. So what? Why would people want and need? Just say, what do you do for people? You know, when it comes down to it, I'm going to show you something basic now. In front of you is our computer system, our playout system, and I'm in the process of backing up, and I'm still using drives that I plug into the system, and then I copy it across and back it all up. Because bearing in mind, you know, this radio station is it has somewhere in the region of 350 gigabits of music, audio, and files, and so on. And every once a month, I come in and I back it up, and it takes me about 3 hours to do. And you're probably thinking, Ian, that's the dark ages. There must be an easier way.
So looking at what you're showing me on the screen there, obviously you're just copying the files directly to a hard drive, which is great because having a backup is so important. But there probably are some more automated ways that you could handle that in the background. I'm not sure of the setup of this machine that you're showing me, but yeah, if it's got like redundant hard drives in there, so there's multiple hard drives to protect what we call RAID array in there. If one of the hard drives dies, that protects you against that. And then the backups, like what you're doing here, can either be automated going off to the cloud potentially, or copied across to another hard drive like you're doing, but maybe in a quicker method than you're doing here, just copying all the raw files. You can have systems that will copy just the changes, so every month it just copies the bits that have changed rather than copying the whole lot across every month.
Well, that sounds sensible, doesn't it?
Yeah, because you've got quite a few hours left on that copy job there, so you could probably speed that up considerably.
I haven't got my glasses on. How long does it say? Well, it's 16%, so I've got ages to go. I could be here till after. See, it takes so long, but these are the sorts of things that I think this is what we used to do. And just so it's a hard drive that I've just plugged in and I take it home. Purely and simply because if the place burns down, and strangely enough, we had a message from the Riverside Centre today saying, if the place burns down, are you the person that we need to contact? That was today, and now we're talking about, you know, if it did, what would happen? The computers would have all the information on, but they'd be null and void. But we've got a hard drive at home that we could plug into another computer and we'd be up and running within a day or so. So those are the sorts of things I'm guessing you give advice for?
Exactly, on a much simpler level, but also much more complex level. You know, we work a lot with regulated companies. Financial services is what we handle primarily in London, and a lot of that is about having business continuity plans, and actually exactly that. If something were to happen, what would be your action plan, basically your playbook of how you would respond, and knowing when everything's all, a serious disaster, what to do is the main thing, and doing that in advance and planning in advance so that if something happened, and you hope it never does, but you know what to do, and it just allows you to get up and running and not have that sort of extinction level event that ends the business. Because so many businesses, unfortunately, if they have either a cyber attack or a physical building fire, this sort of thing, they can never recover. It can really impact their business. So
I'm guessing this is where you guys come in.
Yeah, exactly. So it's something our team do. We would come in, analyze what you're doing, and just looking at some of your strategies and what improvements, if any, can be made.
Okay, well, I'm going to keep you here for about 4 hours so we can get this backup done. So if people do want to get in touch and want some advice, because that's quite a scary thought, and I would imagine there is an element of, it'll never happen to us, it'll be fine, I've got it on a drive somewhere, that'll be fine. And then I would imagine you've lost an awful lot of stuff.
Things happen. I say, we got called out to a site this morning where three different systems completely unrelated to each other failed. And it was just like that sort of, once coincidence, it wasn't, but it was just, they all failed at the same time. We just couldn't, luckily we got them up and running and swapped it over, but it was just like, wow, we didn't think when we walked in that there would be all these different things at once had gone. And they did, just completely independent in different areas of the building, just like decided that their time was up and decided to die last night.
All right, and I'm guessing you got the expertise to sort of put something in place and hopefully...
Exactly, I think they were up and running within 15 minutes, so they were very happy. And we're back there later on just to finish off.
Huge relief. So, ask yourself, if you're running a business and you're, running seat-of-your-pants stuff and you got it all on one drive or in one place, then that's not the best advice ever, is it? So go and get some advice. And how do we get hold of you?
So we have an office here on the Isle of Wight, but our main office is over in Ryde, so you can just pick up the phone. It's probably easiest, 811-711, or email us sales@pcconsultants.co.uk, and one of our friendly team will pick that up and be able to help.
Excellent. So when you started out in 31 years ago, how many people did you have working at the company? How many you've got now?
So we're 27 people at the moment, and when we started off literally in Sean's basement, so you probably remember from the presentation last year, that's where we started off, in the basement with 2-3 people.
Wow.
And it's gone on from there.
And 27 people. What sort of age group are we looking at here? I would imagine it's mixed, isn't it?
Yeah, it is mixed. To say technology is one of the things. You can have people with decades of experience. Yeah, even me, I've been doing this for quite a while. But yeah, we have quite a range of people of all different, because technology applies to everybody. So being able to embrace that and know how to communicate and fix problems is a skill set that transcends ages.
I'll tell you what, it is a fascinating subject. We had, my wife and I went out and bought some bulbs for, so you can say, hey, turn the bulbs on, turn the lights on.
Oh, bulbs, not like a bulb you're growing in the garden.
No, crikey, no. That's, I'm working up to that. I'm not old enough yet to start growing bulbs. But it's fascinating because we love it. Because we can say, when we set things up, when we go out for a walk, so when we arrive 20 seconds before we get to the front door, the lights come on so you can see what you're doing and so on. But I've noticed that so many other people, they come around your house and they want to switch your light on and you think, don't switch them on, you've only got to ask it and so on. But there's quite a lot of people that are really not into it at all with the this technology saying it's gone too fast. And I think my advice is just go with it, embrace it, because it's here now.
I guess technology is here and you can't change that, but also you don't have to change things because it's there. You don't, if someone still wants
don't
to
you?
Use. I say, it wasn't me, but a family friend who basically they'd installed like smart switches for their parents, and it was all like, talk to Alexa, and they couldn't cope with it, and they took it all out again afterwards. But you don't have to change just because, you don't want to get left behind, and certain things are changing. Technology is embracing us all around, but also just change for the sake of change is not necessarily. You've identified some great things there, and me, we've got smart lighting and so on at home that comes on and has schedules and all sorts of things, but you don't have to. My mum doesn't at her house.
Right, okay. Well, look, my mum was the last person that we would get to embrace any of this kind of stuff, but sadly she is 91 and blind now, and she is not struggling with life, because it amazes me how she gets around and still does things. She lives by herself. And she still amazes everybody by doing the cooking and knows where everything is and so on. And we tried to get her into listening to audiobooks a while back, and she didn't want to do that, but now she's embraced it. But it's surprising how tricky it is for someone that's blind to be able to set things up and so on, to make it a little bit easier. And I know there are certain groups that around the Isle of Wight that have tried to help her in so many ways, but it's just not quite there yet. There's certain things that are a little bit more tricky than they should be. So maybe I'll get some advice on from you. I mean, she's got one of those Alexa things, and we use the HomePod things. She comes around our house and uses both. She can get it to do more or less what she needs it to do, but there's certain things that are quite tricky on it. So maybe I'll get some advice from you later on certain things that she wants to do, like setting up accounts and things like that. Why is it so blooming difficult? When you've got somebody that is of a certain age, make it a little bit easier. I know this is not down to you, but I'm guessing there is an element of you could help out.
Yes, definitely. And say, I've seen it with my own family and trying to help out where I can is great. So
I'm just getting around to this. Do you want to come to tea on Sunday? We could chat. Look, AI is massive. Yeah, you started talking about AI, the Apple stuff that came out earlier on. And I know that this has been around for a number of years. Are you on board with it? Are you?
I think, like you say, artificial intelligence, machine learning has been, there's lots of systems that have been around, in terms of, is it the current buzzword that everybody's latching onto? Yes, the bits that we're talking about in terms of like large language models and this sort of thing is the current that everybody's thinking about. Apple just in their, when was it, yesterday or last night, the Apple conference where they announced their Apple AI or Apple Intelligence, they're calling it, isn't it? Is what they're renaming it to, and looking at some of the on-device things that I think the next evolution of Siri will be able to handle in terms of looking at data on the device. So it's really interesting seeing. I was at an AI conference last week, just chatting to people there and listening to the different applications and how it's helping them in business improve certain workflows and performance. It's interesting.
It's interesting getting the different opinions from people that have different levels of skills and interest in technology and so on. I look at some people and I think, okay, you're not really that bothered by it. Some people are really bothered by it because it might mean that, well, hang on a minute, this might replace me. This is going to replace me. What am I going to do? You know, is it? Are you bothered? Are you worried about, you know, whether all of this stuff now, you can just click a button and it does everything that you need it to do?
But if it does in that, I think it will just move people into different job roles. It will allow us to do different things that we can, yeah, we can view AI as an assistant to assist us, and it will inevitably replace certain types of jobs, but then that will open up different jobs and different opportunities for people.
So you've got to keep your eye on the ball, haven't you?
100%, yeah. We see it from a cyber perspective, how we can leverage AI to assist in some of the cyber threats that we're seeing, but also just day-to-day on how we can help people, you know, take those headaches out of IT by using, yeah, systems to support them.
What's the most exciting thing that's happened and that, you know, to do with AI? What's the thing you look at and you think, blows my mind?
There's just so much, though, isn't there? When you look at the different things and you look at the we talk about the pace of change, as the pace of change in the last 24 months, last 12 months, about, you know, these large chip manufacturers, Nvidia, what they're doing with AI and the changes, and Microsoft introducing bits and Copilot and all these different technologies. Yeah, pretty too much to. But yeah, some of the wow, when you see the simple, like the deep fake type things, they don't. Yeah, I've got like a little app on my phone where I can like make Joe Biden say random stuff to me, and that just like wow, this is funny, and it's just like. But yeah, the technology behind that is pretty impressive.
I mean, there's a guy on the you might know him. He's he does our voiceovers. His name is Mike Russell, and he hails from St. Helens. He does an awful lot of YouTube videos, and he's into the AI technology. And then I think someone spoke to him very recently, and he said, are you still doing voiceovers? Yes, but not quite so much now, because this AI voice thing has taken over, which is kind of, that's kind of a threat and that's kind of a worry. Mike's got a great voice. He'll always be needed, but there's that concern of how far we actually go. But he was on there trying this YouTube channel, and he was doing the Joe Biden thing. He was changing his voice with at a touch of a button, and he could have been Joe Biden, he could have been Donald Trump, he could have been anybody. How fascinating, but also scary at the same time.
Yeah, very. Yeah, so when you see these and you can't tell the difference, and I think more than just the audio ones, it's the ones where it's the actual visuals. When you're watching a video of like you, for example, and it will be your lips moving in perfect sync, and it's not you doing it. It's yeah. Scary, and that's very, yeah, regulation needed and some pause needed, but yeah, still you can't be left behind.
No, absolutely. But how do they regulate it?
I guess that's the challenge, isn't it, for governments and institutions to try and work out, is how they regulate, how they look at, you know, like AI in terms of like putting in your homework at school on a simple level. How do you make sure that's not going in the case? How do you regulate that? And that is a great question at the moment, that lots of much more cleverer people are trying to work out the answers to at the moment.
Well, I just think, I mean, I'll use it to write nice posh emails. I've got to be careful though, because there's a thing, I haven't managed to work out why I've got Americanisms in my speech, but it makes me sound, people say to me, Ian, what have you done? Have you gone to, you know, taken a degree in English at school or something, or what? What's going on? But it is fascinating. It is scary, because obviously kids can use it to do their homework, yes, and so on. That's the one thing that I do get worried about. Do you ever sit back and think, 31 years or X amount of years you've been at PC Consultants, and you've watched technology, you know, go from being in someone's basement and now where you are now? Is it like a pinch me moment? Do you ever think, God, we went from that and we were using this, wires and all sorts of other things, the dial-up thing. I'm now thinking of that noise that you'd have with a dial-up, and you think, and here we are now, and it's where we, the technology just blows your mind.
Yes, but then it just goes so quickly. I don't think of it. I look at that time and think, wow, where has that time gone? It's 20 years, 25 years has just flown by. But definitely, you see technology and see how, you know, in the palm of your hand, what you have access to in your phone, what you've got in your wrist with your watch, all these sort of things with technology is just crazy. And wearable tech, you know, there's a ring there that tracks like my movement, you know, oxygen, you know, all sort of, yeah, all from a, like a wearable device that you've just got on you 24/7. It's crazy.
Is that supposed to help you sleep and stuff?
It's meant to track your sleep. Yeah, so like an Apple Watch, but I don't wear a watch, but it's a similar sort of things. This is called an Aura ring, but it basically just tracks your sleep, your movements, and meant to
help
me sleep better.
Does it help?
It was interesting to see the stats. I've had it for about a year now, but just actually looking at it as how, and I can see when I've had a bad night's sleep and the thing tells me you need to relax, I know it's pretty accurate. It's clever,
but then
very clever.
Don't you think, I know I need to relax. I've just been the one that's gone through the sleepless night.
Yes, but just seeing it on the little app and seeing how many times my cat woke me up in the night to have feeding, and it's really accurate. It's amazing right. When it actually looks at it. That's just another example of a piece of tech that you're wearing all the time, and it's just there in the background.
Yeah. It's absolutely fascinating where we're going. What's the next big thing, do you think?
I think it would be the sort of human interface. Is how we interface with the computer will be the next thing, won't it? You know, they've already, you know, visual type interactions, but also how the bottleneck is almost how we interface with the computer at the moment. So the next stage will be how we solve that bottleneck, that bandwidth, by having a faster interface into the machine, be that visually or different types of language models talking to machines, that sort of thing.
Wow. I've got to ask you a personal question now. Have you got all of this stuff, this technology at home? Is it like clap your hands, lights come on and stuff like that, or is it like basics, go home, have to turn the light on for yourself?
We do have a lot of that technology at home.
Yeah.
I work in IT. I wouldn't have bits at home.
Are you the only one that can use it?
No. It's, all of us in the house know it. We say...
Because you've got young kids in the house?
Yeah. If they want to open the blinds in their bedroom, they just say, open the blinds it's...
I find that my wife's fairly switched on, but I find we've got all this stuff, but if something goes wrong, it's always me that's got to fix it.
Luckily, ours doesn't go wrong.
But and I would imagine your kids are going to be well switched on with it. In a few years' time, you'll be saying, "Oh, can you fix this for me, son?"
Yeah, say, I think they will end up doing something. Or they already use computers all the time, so
How brilliant! Hey, look, congratulations on the successful Chamber of Commerce award, and the awards themselves, and the success of the Chamber of Commerce itself. Because I know you're at the helm.
You're one
of the peeps at the helm, so it's in safe hands. And also thank you for your support for the mid-morning show for the last 4, 5, maybe even 6 years.
And to continue, say we talk about the great work that you guys do. It's amazing the work you do here at Vectis Radio, so be able to support that. And the work you do is very important, and being able to give back to other fellow island businesses that are also making a difference.
Brilliant. Thank you, Jonathan.
No worries.
And we'll hopefully get you in again soon. And my hard drive is going to take another 3 hours at least to upload, so maybe I'll give you a call. What's the number?
811-711.